You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
May all of you know the blessing of the Lord on this Holy Thursday. Today's meditation passage comes to us from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your fathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest at the end of the times for your sake. On this Holy Thursday, may these verses of 1 Peter direct us into the full significance of the Passover. Verse 18, we are reminded of the original ransoming, the redemption of the people of Israel in slavery to Egypt. In the same way, each of us have been redeemed from our futile ways of the world, the flesh, the devil, and sin. Our ransom, our redemption, involved a very heavy price. As our redemption was not merely from a worldly bondage, so also the ransom could not be paid, even through the most precious things of this world, things like gold and silver. As our slavery took place at the level of eternity, so also was the ransom, the personal life, the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 19, this connects the Passover lamb in Egypt to all of the sacrifices in the temple. The blood of every Old Testament sacrifice is given only to God himself. And every sacrifice given to God is not the offering of a death, but rather it is the offering of a life. And that offering of that life is poured out through its blood. It is offered as worship to God, and in some sacrifices, in atonement for sin. Peter uses an unusual word here for lamb throughout this passage, rather than the normal New Testament Greek word. There are actually only a few other places in the New Testament that uses this word for lamb. Two of them take place in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 and 36. There, John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God. The other occasion appears in Acts, chapter 8, 32. When Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch are talking together about Isaiah 53, verse 7. As a sheep led to the slaughter, or as a lamb before its shearer is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. In this amazing little passage, then, Peter recalls for us the full meaning of the precious blood of Christ. Jesus is the true Passover lamb of our redemption of slavery from Egypt. He is also the full meaning of the blood of the continual Old Testament sacrifices in the temple, which are both as worship to God and as atonement for sin. Finally, it is brought to our minds that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the one who has given himself for us as the suffering servant of Isaiah 53. On this Holy Thursday, then, may we worship the Lamb of God, who shed his precious blood for love for us and in love for his Father. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.